Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. So we've made it through two chapters of the book of Acts, and already we see Jesus continuing his ministry through his church by the power of the Holy Spirit. After Peter's sermon, about 3,000 people received Jesus as Lord. They were baptized, and they were added to the church. And then we see six major things happen. First, they were devoted to teaching and fellowship within the church. Second, they were in awe of what Jesus was doing through the apostles. Third, they had all things in common. Fourth, they were taking care of one another's needs. So today, let's look at numbers 5 and 6 together. Acts chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved. Here at LifeWord, we are praying that these very same things will characterize your church and your life day by day. That you would be devoted to the teaching and fellowship of a biblical local church. That you and your church would constantly be in awe of the grace of God. And that the cornerstone of your church is Jesus Christ. That you would seek to encourage and take care of one another, and that joy and generosity would be the norm and not the exception, and that the Lord would draw people to himself through your church day by day. The local church is the hope of the world. Well, how does this happen? How can you aid in this happening? Well, in the book of Acts, we see that sometimes things are descriptive and sometimes things are prescriptive. That means that sometimes Luke is simply describing the situation. Other times, he's giving a divine directive. So in this passage, Luke is simply describing what's taking place in the church. He's not saying that you have to have people at your house every night or that you have to sell all of your books to help others out. But he is describing what the church looks like when Jesus and his word is front and center and when people are filled with the Spirit. And these things happen day by day. So make sure the word is front and center in your life and that you are living to exalt the glory of Christ and that you are devoted to your local church. When you pray today, ask the Lord to show you areas of your life where Christ is not exalted. And also pray for our missionaries in Myanmar, Myint and Mal. Also pray for the Kron Western broadcast in Africa.